effects of OCPD and schizoid, and more. The suggestions herein can be applied to those with OCPD tendencies who also have Asperger or schizoid underlying traits or tendencies. It is said that the brain development of schizoids and Aspies are different than that of neurotypicals. However, it is also a fact that developmental trauma in childhood can cause increase in cortisol stress hormones. These stress hormones, and a constant state of fight-flight, as well as a constant state of just surviving, can actually completely change a brain's chemistry and wiring in children who are sensitive and exposed to environments which are not emotionally supportive. The age-old question of nature versus nurture and brain development chemistry will continue to evolve and develop as more people research these things. For all intents and purposes, the diagnosis and label isn't so important as the fact that there are differences that should be accounted for in our interactions with those who think differently than how our brain is wired or receptive to incoming information. Both forms of thinking benefit the world and benefit evolution in their own way. There is not a wrong way, per se. There are only different ways for these various individuals to work together to accomplish mutual goals in life and love. Let's begin by discussing the different ways that those on the spectrum act and